California has a long history with religion. We've got more mega churches than any other state. Pentecostalism was born here, and today one small California city has become an unlikely global epicenter of Christian culture. As part of our California Dream collaboration, KQED reporter Vanessa Roncagno has more.
Redding, California is the kind of place you learn your way around in a day or two. Downtown is just a handful of blocks. But walking around this city of 90,000, you can meet people from a dozen countries in a day.
From Australia.
From the Netherlands.
New Zealand.
I'm from England.
Manchester.
They're not here for the fly fishing or the views of Mount Shasta. No.
God is what brought me to Redding, California.
Specifically, God brought Galibe Omenaka to the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministry.
You are called to shape history.
The flawlessly produced promo video for the school shows people, mostly young, hip-looking people, raising their arms in worship while a band plays on stage. They place their hands on a forehead, a shoulder, a knee. A man hands over his crutches and walks freely.
Will you say yes?
We are a supernatural school, so we believe that healing is for today.
Leslie Crandall oversees first-year students at the School of Supernatural Ministry, where students are taught through prayer they can manifest the power of God to heal.
We believe that God is still speaking and he can speak to his kids, and he does.
The school was founded 21 years ago by a pastor who heads up Bethel Church. It started with a few dozen local students. Today, the school's 2,500 students represent more than 70 countries. It enrolls more international vocational students than any other school in the country. On a Monday morning, 1,200 first years file into class.
Anoint our time together in the name of Jesus. Amen.
The students are studying worship music.
You got homework due on Wednesday. Yes, indeed.
Galibe Omenaka was still in England when he encountered Bethel's teaching at his church in Manchester. At first, he wasn't feeling the whole miracle thing.
My internal response was, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
But then,
when you pray for someone, a complete stranger on the streets, and they get healed of a leg injury, and they say, what the heck have you done to me? It kind of changes the way you look at things.
Bethel wants to be more than a school with international pull, more than a megachurch with 11,000 members. Richard Florey is a University of Southern California sociologist who studied Bethel and says their objective is nothing short of cultural transformation.
Let's get the right kinds of Christians in the right kind of public sectors of American society, politics, economics, Hollywood, whatever, through their efforts will bring about the kingdom of God on earth in the here and now.
But some Redding residents don't want to be part of the experiment.
Redding is their test case of turning a city that is a democracy into a theocracy.
Laura Hammonds is a member of Investigating Bethel, a Facebook group with more than 1,000 members. Hammonds is one of a dozen members of the group meeting at a Redding park one afternoon. Another member, Donna Zeebel, is passing out stickers. Some say, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
We've handed them out, you know, just freely because, you know, we want to get the message out there. Some people are afraid to put them on their car.
Afraid, she says, because the church's influence feels like it runs through the core of the city. Redding's mayor is a Bethel elder. Bethel paid the salaries of several police officers when the city couldn't afford to. Bethel's influence was central to getting a direct flight from LAX to Redding. And there's a $150 million Bethel expansion underway that will triple church capacity and allow the school to grow by 1,000 students.
They have this really well-organized program to innervate everything with their influence.
David Boone, another member of Investigating Bethel.
You get this feeling that they know they're a sort of virus, but they think they're the good virus that we all need.
For some in Redding, the very integrity of their city is at stake. Others see Bethel as a positive force. They say it makes the city more vibrant, diverse. It's good for the economy. Either way, Bethel's outsized influence on this little city is unavoidable. Redding has become a new type of Christian Mecca. In Redding, I'm Vanessa Roncagno.